cotton nets, when fishing was still hard, manual labor. Long before synthetic nets were introduced, gill nets made of cotton were used to catch whitefish in Lake Constance. These nets required a great deal of effort. At the bottom, a horsehair line was attached, weighted with lead weights to keep the net in place. Along the top ran a hemp rope with small floats attached to keep the net upright in the water. These floats were carved from poplar bark, drilled through, and then soaked in paraffin so they would not absorb water too quickly. In earlier times, there were no limits on the number of nets. Some fishermen set out large quantities of these cotton nets. It was truly a family effort. Not only grandparents, but also children had to help. The nets had to be cleaned, repaired, and regularly dried. If they stayed wet for too long, they would simply rot. Today's synthetic nets, made of nylon, are much finer, more efficient, and far easier to maintain. And most importantly, they no longer need to be dried every evening.